Listening Library presents Boston Jane, An Adventure by Jennifer L. Holm. Read for you by Jesselyn Gilsig. Chapter 1, or Miss Heppelwhite's Opinion. Papa always said you make your own luck. But after being seasick for 5 months, 2 weeks, and 6 days, I felt certain that luck had nothing to do with anything aboard the Lady Luck, a poorly named vessel if ever there was one. I had just spent the morning of my 16th birthday puking into a bucket, and I had little hope that the day would improve. I had no doubt that I was the unluckiest young lady in the world. It wasn't always this way. Once I was the luckiest girl in the world. When I was 11 years old, in 1849, the sea seemed to me a place of great wonder. I would lie on my four-poster bed in my room overlooking the street and pretend I was on one of the sleek ships that sailed along the waterfront, returning from exotic, faraway places like China and the Sandwich Islands and Liverpool. When the light shone through the window a certain watery way, it was easy to imagine that I was bobbing gently on the waves of the ocean, the air around me warm and sweet and tinged with salt. We lived on Walnut Street, in a brick house with green shutters, just steps from the State House. Heavy silk drapes hung in the windows, and there was new gas lighting in every room. When the lights were on, it glowed like fairyland. I believed it to be the loveliest house in all of Philadelphia, if only because we lived.